Mr. Vice President.
Likewise, Barbados extends a warm welcome to the delegation of our sister CARICOM state of Antigua and Barbuda. My delegation commends Antigua and Barbuda for the progress made in the area of human rights since its first UPR. We note the emphasis to provide additional protection to all segments of the society, and particularly commend the country's accession to the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in January this year. We urge continued collaboration with all stakeholders in the drafting of a national policy for the disabled. My delegation also commends the efforts by Antigua and Barbuda in improving the protection of children by the passing of the Child Justice Bill, which seeks to prevent criminalization of young people, the adoption of legislation which provides for the equal status of children regardless of the marital status of parents, and the integration of children with disabilities into the educational system. We have noted the efforts by Antigua and Barbuda to improve the quality of life of its citizens through social programs and policies to reduce poverty, to assist the elderly, and the provision of adequate health care. Efforts to promote gender equality and to tackle domestic and sexual violence through awareness programs and training for law enforcement officers are also applauded. My delegation is aware, is mindful of these efforts, along with the stated commitments of the government of Antigua and Barbuda to advance human rights, take place against a backdrop of significant economic and capacity constraints, but that the country remains committed to fulfilling its constitutional and international obligations in underpinning and expanding its human rights architecture. Barbados assures Antigua and Barbuda of its continuing support in this area. In concluding, Barbados wishes Antigua and Barbuda a successful UPR.